know what it is? If you really are a Harlan man, though, whatever you think about the president, if you go to Jesse Jackson's thing on the Capitol Thursday, it is a perfect time for you to use the How About the Gaga handbook. Because emotions run very high. Yeah, man. Impeach the leech. Chapter 2006. You see, you go down there, and there'll be a lot of them free-thinking women down there. You know, angry. A good tip to find one that'll hobble easier, find one with a tattoo. Really. Find a woman who's not afraid to make a mistake she'll regret the rest of her life. Yeah. Approach them, they'll all be like, you must save him, the country demands it. Jump right in there. Yeah! How can we throw out a majority-elected president? I say the impeachment is a farce! Hi, I'm Phil Sokolowski. Who are you? Oh, I'm Gwendolyn, Gumbubble. Oh, nice to meet you, Miss Gumbubble. I feel pretty strongly about this issue myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see that car over there? That's my home. I donated every cent I had to the Clinton Defense Fund. I sold my house. Of course, my wife left me. But I said, good riddance, because if you're not willing to commit to a cause, you can't commit to me, and I can't commit to you.
Oh, really? You feel that strong about saving the planet?
Yes. And I tell you what, I want a woman that feels the same way. And I can tell, I know this is a little crazy. By the time I've met you, Miss Gumbubble, I can tell you, you're a woman who's committed to a cause. And if the good reverend up there wasn't busy, I'd ask him to perform a ceremony for us.
Oh, my God.
So I say we have this zesty rally here and we support our commander-in-chief. I mean, really, what he did was he was just being human. He was just being a man, and we can't really judge someone else's morality.
He was just probably feeling the same feelings for Monica as I'm feeling for you right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Come on, it's a little brisk. I think the Reverend's got this protest meeting under control.
Would you like to step into my house as you open the door of the Biscayne?
Yeah. Make sure you keep a thermos of Boone's Farm or some of them hippie wines these days, right? There you go. You want a little something to take the chill off? There you go.
Well, that's a little too much.
Oh, come on. There you go. Drink it. There you go. Oh, God. Now, in a recent straw poll...
Oh, God, Phil. It's so nice to see a man who stands behind his commitments. Because I know you're committed to me.
You start leaning back and enjoying a great Katie Couric.
She's worse than puppet. All the anger, the outrage, the hostility she's felt for society, for the usurping of the president.
In the aftermath, as she lies in your lap, she doesn't see you take a tuft of her wild hair and kind of schwab.
Oh,
She looks and smiles toward you as you quickly grab her and kiss her forehead.
Ah, oh, you are something else again. Hey, I tell you what, looks like the meeting's breaking up. What do you say we go by
Strom Thurmond's house and let him know what we're doing? Oh, geezer, he's spearheading the campaign against the president.
Oh, okay.
Hey, tell you what, before we go, would you mind hopping out and see this bumper sticker someone just gave me? Clinton and Gore, forevermore. Would you put that on the back for me? Oh, sure, I'd be happy to. Well, of course, second she gets out. Just then the girl she rode into town was walked up to her and goes, hey, Gloria, what happened to your hair? Steve before 9 in Classic Rock 94.7. Traffic is a service of Circuit City.
Here you are.
Yeah.
Like a theme from Something About Mary. All right.